Digital Reader on the app, on your smartphone, on X, YouTube, and Facebook. The Sportscast. Expect the unexpected.
The Jersey Boys Sports Talk presented by The Sportscast.
The Jersey Boys Sports Talk with Victor Orocha, Byron Jones, and Anthony Beck. And here's your host, Victor Orocha.
What do you think about LeBron going to the 76ers?
I was at the Senior Center when this all came out, and I was sitting there looking, you know, Santiago said that. I said, LeBron, I was like, what? And I went, yeah, LeBron to the Sixers. Man, the people lost their minds. They was mad as hell. We ain't taking on LeBron. What we need LeBron for? I got seven people that are 70, 80, 90 years old yelling at me, you know, for sitting there saying that.
Nope. Habib. Somebody might say, give it to Habib.
Nope.
Give it to LeBron.
Nope.
See? That's where we're going to have this.
Jaylen Brown, you ain't paying a brother $300 million to not take that last shot.
And he just got
and he was MVP of an NBA championship team.
Check this out.
And that's where my problem is. I think they're going to have a problem with that. So I agree with you, like, hey, you could do this. But at the end of the day, if they don't give it to Jaylen Brown, they just made a massive mistake.
I say too many guards, too many.
There's not enough balls for the amount of players on that team. Welcome to the Jersey Boys Sports Talk live on YouTube and Facebook. We got three boys from Amboy, New Jersey. We may not be there now, but you can take the boy out of Amboy. You can't take the Amboy out of the boy. So welcome to the Jersey Boys Sports Talk. Football's around the corner. We're getting excited today. Excited. We got three games. We technically got the NFL version of the national championship tonight with Carson Beck. And Alex Mendoza. So that's going to be an interesting, at least, first quarter. So we're going good. How's it going over there in NC State over there?
Oh, man, I couldn't complain. It is blazing hot down here. It's got to be like 101 clocked out there. You know, no fishing today for me, just chilling, working, just finished cooking dinner. So you know what it is. Just relaxing. Well, for me,
I'm in Florida, and you guys, everybody complains about humidity in Florida. It's beautiful. It's hot, I showed you where I'm at. I walk out in a suit.
Well, good for you, because we ain't walking out in no suit out here. You know, it's too hot out here.
All righty. So we're going to get going. We're going to have some fun today, talk around the league. We're very excited about tonight. But we have a special guest coming to the show. We got Lauren Superfan. The fan of the year. Put it up, Froggy.
Yeah, man.
Put up the banner. Put it up.
Yeah.
Lauren, welcome to the show. Yeah. Fan of the year. A true Philly Sixer fan. Here she comes. What's up, girl?
Yes, sir.
Hey, y'all. Hey, what's going on?
How you doing? How's the Philly weather? Byron's always keeping updated with Philly weather. He's telling me it's hot.
It's hot, it's cold. It's hot here too, and every now and then we'll get some rain, and it just make it even more hot.
Yeah, I get rain than sunshine, so I'm good. I'm in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, very nice.
Awesome. Yeah,
he lets that be known to us up here when it's winter.
When Byron's telling me it's negative something, I'm like, well, damn, man, it's cold here. It's 64. He laughs because I have a hoodie on, and just, I mean, it's cold. My blood got thin down here.
Oh, Lord.
Welcome to the show. So let me ask you, I know Froggy's got some stuff teed up for you, but I'm going to start so Froggy puts up the next banner. But so tell me what you think about the LeBron situation. How's the Philly fans feeling? How do you feel? First of all, how do you feel? And then you can tell me about the fans.
Okay. Well, first of all, in the beginning, I wasn't crazy about getting LeBron. I was okay with Jaylen Brown, getting him from the Celtics, and I thought that would be enough. And I was like, we don't really need LeBron. I just want to see how this will look. But let me tell you something. Once he made the decision and he chose Philadelphia, and I was able to understand that bringing LeBron to Philly meant that we are all in. It's like championship or bust. So to me, that tells me that, you know, bringing him here is going to give us our best chance to win the championship. And as a Sixers fan, like, how could you not be excited about that, you know? So the fans here, everybody's going crazy. It's re-energized and infused so much energy into this fan base, because as y'all know, the past few seasons, we've been let down, we've been disappointed, we've been frustrated, and to finally have a breakthrough with, you know, real players with LeBron and Jaylen Brown, Anthony Simons, we just also signed, you know, I feel like we've kind of broken the curse, so to speak. We still have to play these games, but I feel like this new organization under this new leadership has put us in a step in the right direction.
Awesome. Great. So I got a question for you. Why were you questioning Jaylen Brown? I'm confused with that one. LeBron,
why was I what?
You say you weren't too sure about Jaylen Brown. Why?
No, LeBron, no, LeBron, I said James. LeBron. I wasn't sure about, it wasn't that I wasn't sure about LeBron. Like, obviously he's a transcending talent. He's the GOAT. No, well, I'll debate that one. Okay, that's another debate for another day. But in my opinion, LeBron is the GOAT. However, I didn't want the media circus that came along with LeBron. You can't deny his talent. Jaylen Brown was never a doubt or a question for me. I know I know the talent that he brings and the type of, you know, player that he is. And even though he was a Boston Celtics, I was always a JB fan. So I was more excited, believe it or not, when we got him, especially when you consider we were able to move that Paul George contract, which I felt kind of held us back. So to get rid of Paul George and get, you know, a player in Jaylen Brown, who is a champ, you know, an NBA champion, MVP. I felt like that was huge, and I was okay with that. And I didn't necessarily want LeBron, because I knew, which is exactly what's happening now, by bringing LeBron to Philly, the ticket prices are going to spike.
And I was going to ask you about that.
Outrageous. And I go to a lot of the home games. I gave up my season tickets a few seasons ago when I wasn't sure about the future of our team. But I would still go to, I was like, I'm just going to invest in going to the road games. So I was like, you know, I'll catch the Sixers on the road. I still attended maybe 10 games a season at the Xfinity Mobile Center. But now that LeBron is here, I'm looking at these prices and I'm like, my budget, I don't know if I can handle this. So
y'all got to pay for that helicopter flight to New York and Philly every day.
Exactly. Yes. It's a lot. It's a lot on the backs of the fans who are just, you know, the everyday casual, you know, middle-class fan.
Right. Yeah.
He's a long-term meet Lauren, the fan of the year, Sixer fan. He's in Philly, by the way. Byron's in Philly. Yeah, outskirts.
Hi.
We don't know where he lives.
Okay. Same. Same here. I'm in the outskirts too.
So what did you think? What did you think about that clip beforehand? Right, I told you that I don't think there's enough balls for the players on that team. I think you gotta, first of all, one, how many games you think Embiid's gonna play?
It don't matter. Listen, he don't need to play every game.
How many
because
games
we
do you
have,
think he's gonna play?
I think Embiid. I would be happy if Embiid plays 60 games this season.
That's close. Ooh. We predicted 50.
Okay. All right.
We don't need him to play every.
Yeah, you don't need. Did you see this lineup? Did you see how many directions we can go with this roster?
I am. So our opinion, my opinion, not ours. It's my opinion. I love Jaylen Brown. I think that's a good move. Knowing that Embiid's only going to play maybe 50, 60 games, here was the question. This is one question I'm going to pose to you that we were discussing during the video.
Sure.
Who should take the last shot on that team?
Well, you know what? It all comes down to the matchup, because I would say Jaylen Brown should take that shot. But I know that VJ Edgecombe, against the Boston Celtics, he's hit some clutch shots. So I would be okay with VJ taking it. Maxi, if he's open, why not? He gets 1% better every season. So I feel like it depends on the matchup, the team, and the situation. But
let me rephrase. Just,
okay.
You're the coach. Who are you designed the play to go to first?
Jaylen Brown.
Okay, thank you. That's all I wanted to hear. Smart enough player, right guy that's open. Does it
right?
Because it's designed for the guy to take the last shot. Byron wants you to chime on this. Doesn't mean he should take it. I mean, think about
true.
This first shot with Michael Jordan, who, by the way, is the GOAT. Okay. Michael Jordan literally told him, "You're going to double team me. I'm going to dish you the ball. You take the shot." The play was designed for Michael, right? Mike and Jordan predicted what was going to happen. He gave the ball to Steve Kerr. Steve Kerr was like, "Yeah, yeah, I'll take it." And in later video, it was like, "Man, that was the most nervous time." And Michael Jordan says to me, "I'm going to take the shot. I better make that shot." So the yes. point being is you're designed for the player. It doesn't mean that James Bond is going to win. He's smart enough not to just jack it up. Like,
exactly.
You know, like, what's his name? Harden, right? But you know, he'll make the right move. But welcome, Byron. Welcome to the show, Byron.
Thank you.
And I wanted to see you. We were having that take on Jaylen Brown. Again, you know, we'll see what happens. I know LeBron's gonna bring that, but at the end of the day, that's a lot of bad. There's too many great players for so little bit of shots. That's what concerns me.
But right, of course, and building chemistry right off the bat, you know, it's a totally different team than the team that got eliminated by the Knicks, you know, last season. But, you know, that's what Nick Nurse is there for. You know, he's a championship winning coach, so he now has the talent. That's his job to figure it out. And I think we'll also get the benefit of LeBron and his experience. So I think they'll figure it out. They're all professionals out there. And if the goal is to win a championship, then they have to understand that they're not going to get the points or maybe the numbers that they're accustomed to getting in previous seasons. You kind of have to spread the wealth. You have to spread the ball, and everybody has to, you know, be able and willing to kind of step back for what's best for the team.
Awesome. Byron?
Yes.
Well, I'm going to be my usual self, which is you know, the king of hate. And me to be looking to play 40 games the whole year because he's the king of flop. He's 7'2". He's too big to be flopping on the floor all the time. LeBron James is 962 years old. Yeah, he's just as old as I am.
Hey, guys, we got a lady on the show today.
Oh, God, man, this is a sports show. She wants to come in the Lions, then. She got to play with the Lions.
Don't take it.
She got to play with the Lions, bro. I mean, don't hold no punches.
I don't like you guys.
Hold on, let Byron finish. No, let Byron finish. She can take it. She's a Philly girl.
LeBron
James' team hopping, you know, trying to find that fifth championship or what, you know, however, I don't even know how many he's got, man. He just hanging on. You know, I might as well go out there, you know, get one of them paychecks, man, because he's old and he has been. He's done. He's done. And he's going to finish it up in Philadelphia. He's going to be done here. One and done.
All right. So don't worry right. about it. If the Sixers change, Byron will change his tune and go, no, we told you it was going to be good. Listen, right. He'll get a deny the flakes. He's going to make me pull the recording. Go ahead, Frog.
Guys, come on. We got fan of the year, Lauren, on the show. Come on. Take it easy. I mean, the team, she didn't assemble the 76ers. They did that, okay? So give her a break.
This is a break.
I mean, Byron comes out, LeBron's 50 million years old, and, you know, this and that.
He's speaking what he feels, right? She's speaking what she feels. Yeah. This is a PG show. You're able to speak your opinion. You have argument. So that's okay. It. And she's laughing, so she can all take right, it. So, Froggy, let's get into the real deal. Get off that. Don't pretend our guest. She's a Philly girl.
All right, come on.
I would not expect anything less from a Philly girl to be able to take some heat. Because Philly gives it out. Right. Philly's one of the toughest crowds. So
yeah, even when we're losing.
Go ahead, Froggy.
Let me get this in. Lauren, let me ask you this. This is what I'm a little concerned about. It's all about chemistry. I heard you talk about this. This is very important to me because a year or two, I don't want to make comparisons to your last year's team to the previous teams, okay? But what I'm saying to you, to build that chemistry, I just see it's going to take some time. For me as a fan that watches a lot of basketball, I've seen how the Knicks had to get to levels to get to the championship. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
And, you know, we got knocked off, heartbroken. And it took some time for us to get to that point. And what I want to know, do you see with your Philadelphia 76ers, with the addition of Jaylen Brown and LeBron James, will that help the younger guys, you know, maybe might get that feeling of, okay, this is where you have to get to the next level? Because the presence of LeBron James in the locker room raises everybody's game just right from the
door.
So, what I would want to ask you, do you feel that maybe this will give you a little edge? Because when I say chemistry and building that cohesion, it takes a lot of time. You know what I'm saying? So
that's Yes, absolutely. And that's, I don't want to even say it's a concern, but that's something we have to be realistic about as Sixers fans, that it's not going to be an overnight success. It would be great if it happens, but me as a Sixers fan, my only ask from the organization was give us a good product that can go out there and be competitive each night. And that's what they did. They assembled a great roster. And all I can ask as a fan is to just give us the best chance to win. So it would be great if it happens. I think having LeBron here will definitely benefit the young guys. I call them MVP, and that's Maxi, VJ, and the new draft, LeBaron Filon. And I think having him and Jaylen Brown in there with the, you know, championship experience will help. Nick Nurse as a championship coach. And I think also VJ and Maxi had Kyle Lowry in, you know, in the locker room last year. So I think having that veteran presence, but especially with a talent like LeBron, who's been in the league, what is it, 24 seasons now? All of that experience, he's been an all-star. Even I think his impact on the bench and in the locker room is going to be even greater than what he does out there on the court.
Let me ask you this, then.
Byron said 1,900 years.
No, hold on. All right, listen. How many? My next question to her: how many games do you think LeBron James will play for you guys this year?
That's a great question. I think LeBron will probably play the same number as Embiid. Like, I don't even see LeBron playing all the games. I don't. But the thing is, I think it's going to be interesting to see LeBron and Embiid on the court together, right? There may be some time. And again, it comes down to the matchup. You know, I don't think either one of them need to play every single game. And I think that's the beauty and the benefit, because as we all know, it comes down to your health in the playoffs. It don't matter what these regular season games are like. It's who is healthy and who has the stamina in the postseason. That's all we care about. So if you want to, like, if the coach wants to prolong and kind of, I was always against load management, but there's no reason why LeBron needs to play against a team that's, you know, the lower tier teams. You know, it's like, let them preserve their bodies, because I want to have more bang for my buck in the postseason.
So let me ask you a question, though. All right. Couple of things. One, I'm sorry, but Jaylen Brown doesn't need anybody to elevate his locker room. Like, LeBron's not Kobe. LeBron, you know, Kobe showed him how to work. No confusion there. Those brothers came in at 5 in the morning. Kobe came out of the gym at 5 in the morning. So Brown don't need it. You know, I think LeBron gives them that comfort that you got a major player, right? Number one. Number two, the only thing I think you have to worry about is you can't have LeBron and Embiid out at the same time. The reason I think Embiid's out, because he's just going to get hurt. My side on LeBron is because LeBron's age, he needs some time, right? But he doesn't have to be the number one option now. That's going to help him. So the thing is, you don't want those two people out. And you also want to have good seating, too. You want to be able to, you know, you want to go to a championship, but you don't want to put yourself in the worst road to success. You don't want to be, you know, the number eight seed playing against the Knicks, the number one seed. Like, that's not the first way to start, right?
Right.
So for me, again, it's I think Jaylen Brown's going to make a difference. He's a hard worker. He's a baller, right? I'm just, again, with I think LeBron's a fit anywhere. again. And remember, you're getting it for a steal. Like two, he went from $50 million to $2 million, right? And,
crazy.
Remember, this is his, the reason why tickets are on. This is his farewell tour. He hasn't said it,
yeah.
But brother, you got more than 2 years. I think he signed a 2-year contract with you guys, right?
Yes.
So he's got to make it. You know what I mean, he's there to win a championship early. Why pick Philly? It is what it is.
It's his best chance to win a championship. That's why he picked Philly.
I think you have
I think he picked it because of Kevin Hart. That's just me.
Kevin Hart's going to play too. but yeah, I think you know, I think more load management for LeBron, more injury for Embiid. I think you got a good roster there. I think it'll help the other teams feel comfortable, a little bit more relaxed. The biggest problem I saw when like LeBron came to the Heat with all them is making sure like who's going to get the ball, it wasn't until Wade went on vacation with him and said, look, dude, this is your team. You can't be hesitant. You got to take it over. They got to do the same thing with Jaylen Brown. This is your team. We're going to support you. We're going to do everything, but this is your team. That's the reason he came. He left Boston to have his team, you know? I think you're a better team than you were last year, but you did pretty good last year making the playoffs. That's all you can count. You got to be in it to win it. Right.
Yeah, but they were at the play-in. They were the play-in team.
That's this is worse what I, down.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying about the levels, Lauren, as a a team and to get to from play-in to all right, the way that it's going right now, they got the Sixers and the Knicks to win the East. So it's gonna be interesting to see what happens in the East this year. I think it's still ours to lose. If I didn't say Knicks, they don't want me to say that too much on the show.
Say it from a perspective. From outside perspective.
Do you know how hard it is to win back-to-back championships?
I gave the comment of you don't want to go against the Knicks in the first round and be the 8th seed. So I made that comment. Yeah. So I don't you just can't make it. You know, it's got to be like okay, it's objective. Bottom line is you don't want to come against the Knicks in the first round.
The
difference with the Knicks, in my opinion, I want your Byron's opinion, yours too, Frog. Talking about the Knicks, what helped them though is, man, pretty much it was the Knicks Villanova. Like they already had chemistry, those dudes. You know, they were used to playing with each other, right?
Yeah,
it's super impressive how well a college team. So I think that it's going to be harder for Philly to get that mix as much as the Knicks have because the Knicks played together already, two national championships. So, they trust
and they worked their levels to the playoffs. They got knocked off a couple of times to get to where they got to.
Jaylen Brown's already been there for a few years, and he's already made it to championship and so forth. But I think Byron has some good points. He's pretty funny when he says – he'll call everybody old. Byron, what comes with LeBron is the show. That's the challenge, right? You don't want it distracting your team either.
True.
And LeBron's going to be chilling, right? He's flying back and forth by helicopter. Don't know how that feels.
That
for
might
the other
affect
players
that locker room. Exactly.
Yeah, you got
exactly.
A lot of things can happen on that. But I think Nick Nurse is a great coach. I think you got a good team. I wasn't sure if LeBron's a good fit. We'll see.
Time will tell.
Yeah. And at least he'll get some rest because what hurt him is trying to carry the team. He's not the goat for me, right? At the end of the day, but he is by far the greatest player to be able to play at the level he has for so long. You cannot deny his greatness in being able to still play better than the younger guys with more heart, more pieces. That's where I put him in that echelon. The goat to me is always right now is always going to be Michael Jordan. And I hated him when he was playing against the Knicks. But at the end of the day, you win 6 playoffs. You win 6 NBA titles, never went 7 games. MVP of all 4.
That's true.
Was the defensive player of the year. Was the offensive player of the year. He was 6-time MVP. I mean, come on. There's no, I'll even put.
And you don't think Dennis Rodman and Pippen had anything to do with that?
He won 3
the
seasons.
The fact that LeBron could win these championships.
But he won without Rodman.
Okay, all right, but what I'm saying is it's impressive that LeBron could go anywhere and play with anybody and win a championship.
Right, so
he's won in every city he's going to.
And he's hopefully he wins 6 times in every city he's gone to.
Okay, but look at who we had around him. He didn't have a.
Jordan
okay, we'll have that conversation.
He played for $5 million. Okay. Number one. Number two, MVP all six, every six champion. LeBron was MVP every game championship.
That's right. True.
I mean, I can go after number one. And number two, LeBron, he complains about fouls and stuff when they beat Jordan up to a pulp. You know, you can't compare them. You can't compare the early years.
Not no.
Jordan would be putting up 60 a game in this league right now.
60. Okay. Well, when Jordan went to the Charlotte Hornets,
he was too old.
If he was Jordan, he could have won a championship for Charlotte, right?
True, but he didn't go there bringing an entire AAU team with him.
Okay.
I'm just saying to you, you know, what hurts LeBron is he's going to teams that already have talent. Jordan played around the talent. Kobe stayed, let Shaq go, won two more.
Yeah, okay. Well, I
you know, so I hear what you're trying to say. I have a lot of respect for Roman. Yeah. He won me two championships with the Heat. I'm a Heat fan. I love him. He should have won more. But the bottom line is, you know, he's not a killer. I mean, one of the reasons in Miami right here, Dwayne Wade is the man, not LeBron.
Right. Right. For sure.
Okay. So, I mean, I think he's a phenomenal player. I still think he's a phenomenon to be able to play at the level he plays at his age. No one's better. No one's better.
That's another question I have for Lauren. Like he makes more money than some of the old your people in the whole building of Philadelphia. You see what I'm saying?
I know.
And to talk about, you know, egos in the locker room. I'm gonna keep it real. I know it might not sound crazy, but Jaylen Brown just left a team that he felt he was the man, you know, and now. He went to Philly first and thinking, okay, I can play with Maxie and Abib. I'll VJ. Be the man. VJ too, without
okay.
a doubt.
Okay, yeah.
And
yeah.
then and all of a sudden, the news about LeBron, I just felt that wherever Jaylen Brown gets the chance to, like, get it to make his name for himself, somebody comes and messes it up for him. That's all I'm saying.
But the reason why LeBron came to Philly, a huge part of it was the recruitment by Jaylen Brown. So this is what he wanted as well. So, and I think bringing LeBron here also gives Jaylen Brown a chance. Like everybody has to look at it as LeBron gives this team the best chance to win a championship. If you want to win a championship, you should be on board with LeBron being here. And it has nothing to do with, I want to be the man. It's like, and Jaylen Brown even said this in the press conference, that his goal is to win. And that's why I like him. That's always been his attitude. He's a winner, and he will grind, and he will make sacrifices. He'll do whatever it takes to win the game. He don't care whose team it is. He don't care what role he has to play. And his hashtag is throw the ball up. Like, he just want a ball. He just want a hoop. So I don't think that'll be an issue for him at all. And Byron, none of the players, for real.
Byron, give us your take, baby, because you got some good color take.
No, don't.
I'm wrapping up all of the bow right now. The only reason, you know, LeBron James came to Philadelphia was to settle the score as far as who has the best cheesesteak. That's the only reason. You know, everybody wants to follow his own word, so he's coming to Philly, and you know he's gonna find out and figure out which one is the best, and he's gonna come get back that whatever. That's what he's gonna do.
I'm going to say it's D'Alessandro's in Roxborough. It ain't Pat's. It ain't the other ones. You know, I don't eat meat, but when I did eat meat, it was D'Alessandro's in Roxborough.
How about pizza? Right. New York, we known for pizza. You like pizza?
I love pizza.
Okay. You ever had New York style pizza?
Yeah, I've been in New York a few times.
Jersey got some good pizza.
I've seen you with Spike Lee, Lauren. So I know you know you get around. So
I did.
See, this is what I want them to know. Being a fan of the year is a title. Okay. Like Spike Lee, he's a New York fan. This is the Philly fan, Lauren, and you guys are just, hey, this guy's 90 years old, and all right, just to let you know, she's got a title, guys. She's the fan of the year for the Philadelphia 76ers, and you do a tremendous job representing your team. You hear me?
Thank you so much.
I give you so much love and respect for how much you are a fan for your
she
team.
She sold her season tickets, bro.
Listen.
She sold the leasing tickets when she wasn't sure where the
I never sold my when I had them.
You still got your
I just didn't renew.
No, you got they were Israel De La Torre's tickets. They were mine.
Oh, okay, okay, all right.
So, and for the record, I didn't sell my seats. I didn't renew.
You heard what she said.
You didn't renew. You didn't sell them. You didn't keep them.
Let me ask
you a question. Aaron. How many Knicks fans sell their season tickets?
Not a whole lot of them because they can't afford them.
Even when they stunk. So now I'm busting your chops, Lauren. I get it. I understand.
Well, I can't relate. I didn't know that was addressed to me because I never sold my seats. I didn't blame the season ticket holders who did because we know that the New York Knicks fans would pay top dollar for it. And a lot of us Philly folks, we work hard. We are a, we a blue collar kind of, fan base. So listen, if the fans who were willing to sell them and make double, triple, I'm like, make your money, honey. Listen, because at the end of the day, the Sixers players, they're going to get their money. Get your money. But me as a fan, I had to be there. I had to be there.
What I like about it, Joe, how is the feeling? You said you went to a lot of away games. How did you enjoy the away games?
I love the away games because it gives me a different perspective of the city, the arena, the fan base. And it's weird because like I remember going to Memphis and I was like, this is a quiet little arena. Like it's so chill. It was nice, but it's a chill like kind of arena, you know? And then you go to some like Chicago was lit for me, Boston was lit, New Orleans, I had a good time. And I'm a people person in case y'all couldn't tell. I make friends every city I go to, and it's just a great experience, just meeting other fans from other fan bases. And one thing that I love is fan passion. That's what we all are united in. It's like we have a passion for our team, our sports team, and that's what I love.
I agree with you 100%, Lauren. I couldn't said it better. Just that passion that you show every day with the blue and red and white. I mean, come on, your nails one color blue, the other hand is red.
She can't prepare for the show.
She is on point. You hear me?
Miss Lauren,
all day, every day. Passion,
you're more than welcome to come back to our show. Really thank you for your time.
Nice meeting y'all.
We wish you and the Philly fans the best of luck. You know, we'll see what happens. I think it's going to be an interesting season. There's a lot of changes going on. I think some of the power is moving to the East. I still think the West is still a tougher conference, but the East is starting to make some moves. You got more teams to go through. But again, congratulations for Fan of the Year, and thank you so much. We're gonna jump into a little bit of football right now.
All right, I'm gonna sign off, but thank you guys. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Nice meeting you. You're welcome back.
Take care.
All right.
Yes, go Sixers.
Bye.
Knicks in five.
All righty. So let me go here. Boom. All righty. Let's get it on. It's football time, Byron. We got the national championship on TV tonight.
The what?
National championship in the NFL. Mendoza versus Beck.
Oh, that.
That's kind of funny.
That's going to be on what? Around 10 o'clock tonight?
I don't know. I won't be up. Giants go back to Jersey training camp after being in West Virginia for 2 weeks. They also said that they were excited because when Harbaugh was recruiting Ricard, he said, we're going to play bully ball. Did you hear that, Byron? We're here to play bully ball. We're going to bully people all the way around. What are your thoughts?
Well, the best thing, with this whole camp is that everybody came out in one piece. You know, there was no major injury. You know, people got nicked up and everything. But, looking forward to the season start. It's going to be a little different, with a new coach, with Harbaugh, and, with the bully ball. We're going to see, exactly how they're going to play with the 300-pound fullback and Scadaboo and my man Tracy running behind them. So we'll see how the season is going to turn out.
What do you think about bully ball comment, Frog?
Hey, man, like I said, Harbaugh ain't playing. He's going to set that tone. He's going to set a tone for that team. And this is what he expects. He wants to play a certain way. I mean, that Baltimore Raven defense, you guys I'm quite sure you guys remember them beating you in the Super Bowl. So, you know, I mean.
Well, I'm excited about coming to town and him just saying, let's, because we, you know how it is. NFC East is bully football to begin with, right? It's in the trenches. You got to pound and grind. You got the tush push. You got guys really pushing it down. So I'm excited that he's trying to bring that energy on. We're going to beat people up, which helps us. You know, I also heard
Ray,
I don't know if
that Ray Lewis mentality, had, right? Like the Ray Lewis thing.
But they also had that Jackson Dart ran a play, and Jackson Dart slid, and the defense and everybody was clapping for him because he slid. So that tells you something, right? There's some other issues that he did, but you know, I'm happy that they were cheering him on. Byron, what do you think about the defense cheering him on for sliding?
Yeah, because they know that he's, you know, they're gonna go as far as he goes. If he's healthy, you know, they should be successful. Because I was looking at it, it's like 25 touchdowns, you know, 9 rushing, you know, put up a lot of good yards, you know, score some points. But he has to be healthy. He can't be going in the 10, you know, every other, you know, series. Can't do it. He has to be available for the New York Giants to be in the mix.
No doubt. All right. So we got, Trog, I'll take care of the banners.
Okay.
Thanks. I'll let you take over when I go. Hey, Giants DC, defensive coordinator Denard Wilson has defense doing 10 push-ups post practice for every penalty that they hold a four. They had a 4-day. Man, Santiago, you're killing me with your ding. Okay, they had a 4-day. So mathing. Oh my God, I'm getting rid of this. Bottom line is they're doing push-ups for every penalty that they have. Okay, which is, remember, Byron, when we played, every time you,
what are they running, a prison over there or jailhouse?
No, when we played, if the ball, you touch it and you don't catch it, you had to drop and do 20. Period. Yeah. Defensive backs, you touch the ball, you better catch it. You just drop and do 20. You had to catch the ball. It touched your hand, you catch it. So look at these. It's like old school. They're bringing the veteran old school hype back, man. That's college football, right, Byron? I mean, you're always doing something. Go ahead, Byron.
We do it with our kids, you know, when they, you know, interception or fumble, what, 60 push-ups. We make them do 60, not 10, 60.
Exactly. And that shows you, you know, one, it's camaraderie. Also, the guys are busting chops because you're not doing it. You got to be able to play, bro. And, you know, when you bring back that exuberance to, like, when you were in college or when you were in high school or when you were a kid, I think it's effective for the team. Why do you think, what's wrong with that there, Frog?
No, there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, for me, if you're going to run a tight ship, all the discipline and all the hard work, I mean, let's see if it pays off. Don't burn your team out, you know, because mistakes are going to happen and you're gonna punish them by making them do push-ups. And I just see something different, Victor. You know what I'm saying? Like I just would take a different approach to that.
Yeah, that's you one of those player coaches. We command a tight ship. Like for me, bullcrap. Okay, how many times, Byron, did we see when I did this sheet, when I would tell you the stats, right? Especially Philly. How many penalties was Philly giving out? How many penalties the scores looked like they were super tight, but the penalties, they were giving up 100 yards in penalties alone, the Giants. 100 yards. A running back wants to run 100 yards. So, no, right. You got to cut down on the penalties, man. That's both offense and defense. You can't take a risk. You got to – it's 3rd and 3, and you got them pinned to where you want them, and then you jump off sides? You can't give Byron, right? Knowing what we grew up with and playing, and then you too, Frog, and seeing the coaches, you know it that the team that makes the most mistakes loses. Penalties are mistakes. Absolutely. And it's mental. Absolutely. Those penalties are usually mental. They're okay if you kind of rough someone up. They're okay if you pass interference because you had it because it was a touch call. But, you know, jumping off sides, hitting a guy more than 5 years, pulling a shirt, you know, holding a lineman, you know, you got to know what you're getting away with. You know what I mean? And remember, they what I learned, they have practice refs there. The refs are there to teach him what to do and what not to do. So when they're in the game, the ref tells him, look, dude, I would call that. You can't do that. Like, you got to lay off. You can't do that. So I like it. I think you got to you can't expect change if you don't stop doing something and start doing something different. Right? And penalties crushes the teams. I mean, you'll see this year, Froghead. You're on our show as a regular now. You're going to see as we run through the stat sheets that the penalties will kill you. How many times, Byron, did we look at the numbers? 100 yards in penalties.
A whole bunch. All the losses the Giants had, it was a whole bunch of at least 100 yards in penalties. All the losses.
Every time we were in the red zone, we were getting penalized. So, you know, hey, look, I'm willing to take anything that makes change, right? So that's where I at least where I come from. And you may be right. It may be too much on some of the players or not, but remember, we've been real bad for a long time, Frog. So anything they do, I don't really care. It's got to turn out to wins. As long as it turns out to wins, how they run it, I don't care. But we've been bad for a long time.
We talked about that. A new voice, new style. It might change the team. That's what they might need, you know? So let's see what happens.
Okay. Uh-oh. Byron, I don't know what happened here. What happened with Harbaugh not happy with Darts taunting in practice? Who's he taunting?
He just flipped the ball at one of the defensive backs and stupid penalty.
Did we lose Frog and Santiago joined? What's going on?
Huh?
I don't know who's there. We lost Frog now. What happened with to Dart?
He just slipped the ball at one of the defensive backs. And and pretty much they just wanted to make him realize that was a 15-yard penalty for taunting. And knowing, you scored, but you cost us a score because of what you did.
Right. And he's got to be smart enough because, you know, from a defense offense side, we fight, right? We're going to fight. But as a quarterback, as a leader, you got to be better than that. You can't. So that's what happened, Frog. I don't know if you heard that. So he did something. He flipped the ball, like taunting to the defensive back.
Right.
You could do things on offense and defense and get into a fight like Jamar Chase did with the defensive back. But as a quarterback, as a leader, you got to lead by example.
Yeah, I heard it was
touring your own caller, your own player. It's not cool.
A preseason practice game, and they were running the clock. It cost them a penalty or something like a simulation, That's what practice is all about. It's pretty much like game time, you know. So they really, stress on penalties even in practice. If you make them in practice, you're gonna make them in the game. So
you're gonna do the same thing again.
Absolutely.
No doubt. You practice perfect to play perfect.
Absolutely. I see Santiago.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm letting him let you in.
Do you want me?
I know, I taught you something today, but chill out there, Colonel.
I was his apprentice today, Byron. He had me. Donald Trump had me in there today. He's like, this is what you got to do.
That was a mission. hold on. He's fixing some of the banners because it's okay. All right, good. He's just fixing the banners because grammatically he is killing me with reading this shit. All right, let's keep going. On backflip. Okay. On his backflips, Cam Scatterboo said, obviously I do some dumb things. He said he learned from it and we won't see it again. Harbaugh.
Commit
to eliminating them as a TD celebration. All right, you gotta stop writing these long ass.
No. You're pulling from last week's banners. That's I don't know where you're getting from.
You're right, because I recognize a lot of them. And why are they there?
Yeah, hold on.
Them here, Santiago.
I complimented you to Frog as I was teaching him how to create banners.
And I have them here.
I go, Santiago, help me out. And now after a week off, I get the same banners I had last week.
Okay, you're in the wrong folder on the top. What do you see up top of the banners?
I see example boners in Germany. Why would I have it be an example on banners?
Banners, not example. You know what?
Banners,
Well, anyways, I'll see. So you don't see Giants okay, so hosted.
I could use that. No wonder I couldn't see Froggies.
Okay, there must be some type of mix-up.
Because there's never been two sets of banners.
Yeah. Anyways, I'll delete the other one. But do you see the
back in New Jersey to training camp after we read that one? That was in before.
Do you read the Terrion Arnold? Do you see that?
Now I can see it now. Yeah.
There you go.
Giants hosted quarterback Terrion Arnold for a
late breaking news. He signed with Seattle.
He signed with who?
Yeah.
With Seattle Seahawks. Yeah. This guy was big trouble. He got arrested, right, Byron?
Yeah, he had a situation. It happened too.
Right, burglary, everything.
Hey, and Seattle still signed him.
He's good.
Don't care, bro. He's good. That's why he's good at defensive back. He's used to running.
Whoa!
Shots fired.
No, you're telling me. Wait, first, this is the first I heard of him. You're telling me he's doing all these. Exactly. You're telling me he's doing all these things and you don't think that he's a problem?
He's one of them Alabama boys.
I don't care, man. He committed you just said he committed how many things?
He had on his charges, he had kidnapping on one of those charges. I'm like, oh my God.
Robbery and kidnapping case in 26 in Florida.
Yeah, man. In Florida.
I don't want to talk about a guy like that. Let's get him off the show.
Where you put that. Allegedly. Make sure you put allegedly.
Yeah, like allegedly Byron.
Well, he was charged. Cleveland was going to sweep the Knicks.
Hey, well, it's bad to be involved and have your name associated with something like that. So, whatever.
A bad name for the league, everything.
Ray Lewis got by. Ray Rice did.
Yeah, no, Ray Rice didn't. It ended his career. It ended Ray Rice's career. He was done. Ray Lewis was in a situation.
The women went after the running back. The ladies went after him.
He hit his wife.
Yeah, that was not good. That was not good.
Week one, Vikings. Week two at the Dolphins. Oh, my God. I think I may go to that, James. Week three at the things. I think I'm going to go to the Dolphin one. When is that, Santiago?
That's in a week from now, next week.
Great, I'm traveling. Shoot,
that's all like right. Couple dollar tickets.
Can I?
It's a couple what?
Couple dollars. That's almost free. It's really cheap.
Oh, even better. I thought you made a couple dollars. I get to spend some Benjamins. What were you gonna say, Frog?
I don't know. I was gonna jump in.
So here, Frog, this is what we got for you, baby.
I was gonna jump in and hit a banner. I was like, I can't do that now.
Go ahead. Just bring it and go now. Hit it, but you can't. I'm trying to go to the next banner. Yeah, all right. I got last week's banners.
I told you that before when we were talking. I was like, there's other banners over there that was
I know that, like, but I just eliminated them because it said example. Why would I want example banners on my show?
Yeah, how about the brawl at the Jets? Tampa Bay.
I like the music. You show me that. What happened? That? Nets, Jets, and Bucks brawl again during the second day of joint practice.
Yeah, man.
Anthony, please explain, why do teams come together in practice? Is that normal? Explain.
Yeah, man. It's hot outside, man. You ain't played nobody in a whole year. Don't you know that these players are going to be a little tested and heated? There's going to be some fisticuffs going out there. And I'm going to tell you like this. I'm going to be honest with you. It's good for the game because all you hear is like every practice, you know, players, they practice in a long time. And like Byron says, you're ready to hit somebody. You know what I'm saying? It's true. You got to hit somebody. And I think that's what it is.
But Anthony, Byron, you get injuries if he hits people.
What do you think, Byron?
No, not to hurt nobody, Santiago. I'm not saying you go to practice to hit hard. You see how they don't even have – hardly, you know, pants
not,
on.
Not when you're playing against the other team.
You can't hit below the waist anyway in practice, right, Byron?
You're just bumping each other. That's all you do.
Byron, what do you think about the brawls during the joint session?
You can't tackle in practice in a pro, Santiago.
And a lot of times only in the game.
I mean, listen, we're talking about practice.
Byron, what do you think about the brawls?
Hey, a lot of times, you know, people trying to get out of practice. Because usually when you start a fight in practice, you get thrown out of practice. You can go sit down and go chill out. So maybe, hey, these guys are friends. Maybe, hey, you know what? let's get into the little scrum, you know, so we can get out of here and you'll go chill in the locker room because it's kind of hot. You don't know
what yeah, it's hot.
I also think it's guys want to make the team and they want to show how they're, you know, they're defending their team against another place. You know, those guys are struggling. They got to make the team. I think some of the brawls are coming out that some guys are going to be over aggressive to demonstrate to the team why they should be on it. I think that's what causes these brawls.
Yeah, but your manhood also, is tested.
Being the new guy, you know, on you know the football team, you're not going to go out there and do something crazy as far as like, you know, when you have like the quarterback situation, you're not supposed to get within 5 yards of quarterback. You know, you could be, you know, the left tackle will let you run back there. You better not hit him, and you better not touch his arm. You better not do anything to him. So you sort of just run by him. You wave like, yeah, I was there. But the quarterback off limits. Don't touch him. Quick way to get fired.
How about this, Vic?
Yep.
You see it?
Nope. There we go. How many wins does Aaron Glenn have to win with the Jets this season to keep his job?
Now, let me ask Santiago.
In addition to that, though, tell them what they predicted the Jets game. So to add to this, what did they predict the Jets season to be?
I say Santiago. Eight games.
You say eight?
I say eight. He has to win eight.
I like you, Santiago.
What are you liking him for? Him? He's literally saying something that may be impossible for Aaron Glenn to win and keep his job. He's not giving you a compliment. He's telling you, if you don't win eight games, is good. You're gone.
I say six. He said eight. I say right. That for him to keep his job, six wins will be all right for me if there's progress. If they show that they come next year, the year after that, if they go after a quarterback, they can make that record better. That's all I'm hoping for, that they play better this year to win, like Santiago, eight games. I would be real happy. I would be happy.
What was your record last year?
4-13 or something like that, I believe. Or was it 4-13?
You doubled your wins.
It was three games.
Three games. I'm sorry. All right, Byron. We already know you say what my coach is
Byron,
being fired by
what are you
going
to say, Byron?
I'm going to be nice today. I'm not going to start today.
No, you really hit us. Like you really like throw us under the bus.
I think somewhere along the line, Santiago, right? I think maybe you're right. If he can double the wins, he keeps his job. Right? That's 100% change from last year. Right? So I think
he's be six wins.
Yeah, 6-11. It's not impressive. And he's got to show some competitiveness. Because at least with the Giants, even though without Harbaugh, you know, they lost seven games by one score. That's improvement. That's what a team that didn't have a great coach.
And get an interception. Like, show me that you can get an interception this year and make progress and get a couple more.
Oh, geez.
Okay.
That's a high standard.
What's a high standard to get one interception.
Hey, man, the ceiling's high, man. We need to do something this year.
All right, Dad, let's see what we got here.
We got another one. You want me to bring another one? Yeah. All right, let's go. All right, Santiago got these up here real nice.
Out of hospital after collapsing in practice, what happened there? Was he fatigued?
It was heat exhaustion again. Like I said, guys, it's hot out here in the East. I'm surprised we're not hearing more about this in training camps and guys collapsing and coming in maybe not in shape. Like I said, you haven't played football in a year, whatever how long they have off, and to come out and start working out in this heat, it can hurt you, man.
Is it like hotter now than it's ever been before? Because it's New York.
I would think so.
You think it's hotter up there now, Byron?
Yeah.
Than it was before?
Yep.
That's crazy because you got more snowstorms than before. Before I left Jersey, we didn't have as many snowstorms as you guys have now.
No. And like practice, like us with the kids, you know, up here, we've practiced, had to like cancel a lot of practice because of heat. It's just too hot to have those kids out there.
See, that's not the air, and they complain about the humidity in Florida.
Okay, not that bad here.
Let's go.
The U.S. Today predicts 3 wins with the Jets season for the Jets.
You funny.
Tatio, that's put like, that
on. That's, I don't know who threw that out there, but that's like a shot.
You need 5 extra wins just to keep your job.
Yeah, all right, Santiago. I like what Santiago said. Like, he said 8, and I really thought maybe the bar was like 6. And yeah,
I'm telling you, I know
that.
Santiago. Pretty much he's saying Aaron Glenn's going to be fired this year.
No, he ain't saying that.
Santiago, tell him, Santiago.
No, Aaron Glenn will be fired, and Frank Reich will be promoted.
Oh my God!
All right,
he's
now
not
Santiago
throw 8 wins because it's possible. He's objectively
under the bus. All
he's
right,
objective about the sport. He's going to tell you that you need 8. If you win all 8, right, you keep your job. You list to 8, you're gone. I know him.
No, it ain't gonna happen, man.
You don't. You think and Frank Reich? Keep his job?
Frank Reich over up in the Aaron Glenn? Are you serious? The guy was coaching and he got kicked out of the league because he was of neglect of the quarterbacks down in Carolina. Are you kidding me? He's going to be another head coach? Picture that.
Okay. He's a good coach.
Okay. All right. We'll talk about that for another show.
Right.
Yeah, he's been out the league for 4 years. Give me a break, guys. All right? Yeah, you want to throw me under the bus.
This one's sad. Prayers out to Roger. He was one of my favorite players. Wasn't he the first player running back to have 1,000, Byron?
Yep, I believe so.
Yep.
Okay, when was that often? But I liked him. He was tough. I mean, I hated him because he crushed the Giants, but he was a great player to watch. You know, so prayers out to him and his family.
Been diagnosed with vascular dementia.
Isn't vascular your veins and stuff? So wow. Where's the – what's vascular dementia?
It's a decline in thinking skills caused by reduced or blocked blood flow to the brain.
That's right. I knew it had something to do with blood. So it's really just blood, but it's
can you think that's from being hit with the helmet and all that football? That's part of that football now?
Nah, if it's vascular, it's a blood flow.
That's terrible, man.
Concussion.
Man, come on, he used to run over people.
Individual vascular dementia is typically 3 to 5 years, man.
Sad news.
That's terrible. Most,
I guess, maybe that's why he wanted to put him in the Hall of Fame.
Most, how old is Roger Craig?
He deserves it.
He's only about.
He's got to be close to like 60.
At least like your age, Vic.
Look what it says. They're diagnosed around the age of 65. I told you guys, you know, the 60s for men is the most dangerous decade for us. If we live past 60, we'll live to 80.
Wow.
60s
is pivotal. So
you better enjoy your 60s. You know I am.
Thanks, Victor.
Victor looks 50.
Huh?
Victor looks 50.
Exactly, baby. I'm taking care. I'm going to make it do it. And even then, it's dangerous.
Take your vitamins.
You know, oh, by the way, I got a picture, Santiago, me and Max Brosner. He was down here.
Yeah, he's a backup quarterback for Minnesota.
Well, how could he be the backup? Isn't it J.J. McCarthy?
Well, he's like the QB3, I mean. Not
backup. He's backup's backup. Yeah. But he's a super,
he warms the bench.
He's a big guy. Good man. Good
he's
young
good shape.
Man. He was tall. I got a picture. I was going to tell you. He was down here. By the way, I met the quarterback, like, trainer. Let me tell you, they were all right around the corner of my house. He had Jalen Hurts. He had some major players, like Caleb Williams was here. Max Brosner was playing with him. They were right down the street from me.
What's the name of the trainer? Nick something?
I thought it was like Quincy or something like that.
Okay, no, never mind. Because I know another guy who trains football players, but
yeah. That's not him. So Kyler Murray, we got that right. Kyler Murray starting QB over J.J. McCarthy. I think J.J. McCarthy's done.
Ouch.
Yeah, you can stick a fork in him.
Because worst case scenario – if he had to come in after that, he's going to be a tough time. I would have thought they would have gave him a shot, but I think they just want to win.
And Murray has a better arm, right, Anthony?
I would think so. He's more experienced and been around this league.
That's amazing. He has a better arm, and he's so little.
Yeah, we'll see if he can.
He's a great athlete. You got to remember something.
Where's Sam Darnold?
He was a first-round pick in baseball, too.
That's right. So that's right.
He's a hell of an athlete.
He's like a Dion.
Yeah, he's definitely
no,
a
he ain't no Dion.
And you know what's cool about it? He's a Minnesota Vikings fan. So he's playing for his that's his favorite team as he was growing up. He was a Minnesota Vikings guy.
Well, that makes sense. Hopefully he can throw to Justin Jefferson.
That's why I say Justin wants him there. So that's why I say he's there now.
And he also adds another dimension of running to that offense. You know, I think Kevin O'Donnell's a great coach. So, you know, he just got to make up for Sam Donald or Lucien. Hey, let's give a little love to Russell Bresson.
Yeah, man. That's right. Hall of Famer.
He's one of the best all-around athletes I've ever seen. To get a ring. You know what I mean? But that guy was a baller. I mean, with the assist shooting, he was tough. You know, I like Brett West. I liked him, got a ring. But, you know, it is what it is. Look at all the teams he played. He played for Thunder, Rockets, Clippers, Wizards, Lakers, Nuggets, Kings. But, you know, shout out to Russell Bergford. Thanks for giving us the opportunity to see you play.
209 career doubles. Regular season triple doubles.
Absolutely. That's right.
Yeah, I mean, I told you, he's a baller, man. And guys, they don't want to mess with him either. He's a tough dude.
Yeah. Right? And you know what? I bet you that he comes from L.A. And he was smart enough to go to an Ivy League school. That's how smart that young man is.
He went to where, like,
UCLA. But I'm going to tell you right now.
That's not an Ivy League
school. That's not an Ivy League school.
Dude, that's not an
Ivy League. I didn't say that. You didn't hear what I said. He had the grades to go to an Ivy League school if he wanted to.
Like Stanford.
He could have went there.
I don't know what that means, but okay.
All right. He's
did he play with Kevin Love in UCLA?
I think so.
Richard Sherman went to an Ivy League to Stanford. I don't even think Stanford's considered Ivy League.
Yeah, Stanford has a good football team.
Oh, yeah.
And they're a good school, but I don't think they're Ivy League.
Yeah.
That quarterback that played for the Colts, he's the athletic director.
Andrew Luck.
Yeah.
And I know, let's take the last one. Frog wanted to talk about Don Nelson.
You should talk about the Lakers being sold for $12 billion.
We're going to go to that next. I wanted to get him in on.
You want to hit what you want? Don Nelson?
Yeah, Don Nelson.
Yeah. That got it up here? I see.
Stanford's not
Ivy League. I
thought so. But it's a smart school. You know, you're not a dummy going to Stanford. Did you put up Don Nelson, NBA legend Don Nelson dies at 86. Frog, you want to make some comments on that one earlier?
Yeah, man. He was a legendary coach, and he played for the Boston Celtics when I was like maybe
5 championships.
7, 8 maybe. Yeah, man. I seen him play when I was a kid. And you know, Don Nelson had that sort of that big guy type of thing. The coaches, players, he was like a player's coach, you know, that I remember with Golden State a lot more. But as a kid watching him with Boston play against my New York Knicks.
He coached Jason Kidd.
Remember the big guy.
Yeah.
He was a coach for the Knicks?
He came in, I think, for a couple of years
season.
And worked for the Knicks. Yeah.
Wow.
Right, I think well, he went to the office too, I believe. I'm not mistaken.
Let's get into something that surprised me. Lakers sold. Oh, man, you're killing me. Lakers sold for $12 billion. I cannot believe the Lakers are no longer a bus family.
No, she's still a part of the not ownership, but she's like the governor or whatever they like. She has some title, but she's still there. Jeannie Bus.
Yeah, but she's after she goes, she's not no kids. I mean,
brothers.
It's done. Yeah, but if they don't own them, they don't need them there. And then Frog was mentioning some connections to Perth Amboy.
Yeah, the Kushner, I believe one of the group of the people that own and that group was the Kushner family. Did you hear anything about that, Santiago?
Yeah, he's part of the partnership and some other people. So he's part of a group
that bought
the team for $12 billion.
Yeah, the Kushners, they have property in Perth Amboy, actually, over in the Harbor Town. Their property, people.
Not their greatest buildings, but yes.
Yeah, if they're going to treat the Lakers like the Harbor Town, the Lakers are going to be terrible. I'm just trying to tell you. Laker fans. Good luck.
Good luck with that, bro.
That is no doubt.
We're on Harvard
Town, Santiago. Just, you know, Harvard Town and our town was supposed to be, man, the up and coming, right on the water, travelers back and forth to New York City, this and that. And it is, you know, unfortunately, I feel bad, but most of it, it's a really bad area. Like, you're my friend, even me, I won't go there at night.
How about you, Byron?
I know somebody got somebody murdered somebody back there years ago. So I have no reason to go over there.
Not, trust me, and we're old school OG. We won't go there.
Yeah, I don't mess around over there either.
And we know who murdered that person over there.
Yeah, all right, David, let's change the topic on this show before we get into Nightline. anyways, all right. So, guys, who's playing right now?
Yeah, we got.
And what pay-per-view channels are on?
It is Detroit and Cincinnati on my screen right now.
So you got the Lions and Bengals, Packers and Steelers. Yeah. So we see Aaron Rodgers
playing right now, though.
Yeah, Detroit Bengals, Packers, Steelers, Colts, Patriots. Now,
what channel, you know? Is it Prime?
NFL Network shows a lot of it.
Great.
I have it on the satellite, guys. I got the game on.
So they're on the NFL Network? I don't think I have that.
Just not put all on your
of them, but
your,
a few of them. And then ESPN, it's been unlimited.
I got Green Bay.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
You got Lions and Bengals, Packers and Steelers, Colts, Patriots, Chargers, Texans, Cardinals, Raiders, and now Tennessee versus Niners.
The National that Cardinal Raiders game.
What time is that?
Santiago.
What was that?
The National Championship of the NFL is playing.
It's right now. Yeah, 14-14.
Carson Beck versus Mendoza.
Oh, I missed some of it.
A lot of scoring there.
All right, so we're going to see what happens. I'm excited for the season. It's getting close. It's just the problem with football. It goes so fast, it makes me get a year older too quick. As it goes really fast. All righty. Well, you know, Frog, thanks for bringing on our guest. She was lovely.
Man, I thought Mrs. it was a Jones, great show.
That great a way show. To hit out right out of the box.
And we got more guests coming this fall, right, guys?
You're welcome to the show. Yeah, we're going to keep it down to football guests, okay?
No NBA.
Yeah, no more NBA, bro, because it eats into our football time.
We got some Giants welcome back appearances. Once we get to NBA. Right here? Huh? Are we going to have some appearances for the Giants team?
It might be a possibility. I know somebody.
We're going to have Stephen Bay. By the way, I was laughing because there's a 30-30 on talking with Bill Belichick and Bill Parcells. And one of the pieces to change it up, they brought in Stephen Baker. Say, we need speed. We don't have any speed. And we said, well, let's try this guy. He's 162 pounds. It was Stephen Baker. I was like, yeah, awesome. So shout out to Stephen Baker, the touchdown maker.
For sure. For sure.
Awesome. All right, gentlemen. Thank you for the show. Thank you for being on your time.
Thank you, Lauren.
Those banners. Thank you, Lauren. And don't forget, we are live every Thursday at 8 p.m. What time, Byron? 8 p.m. Please don't forget to like the channel. Smash the like button and hear what you say. Like us and leave a comment on your favorite podcast streaming channels. That would help us out tremendously. Like us on all your streaming, on all your social media. And we are looking forward to an awesome football season. The NFC East is going to be up for grabs. So we will see what happens. And then the AFC East is not up for grabs. So we know that's going to happen.
It's a two contender division.
And the only thing we do know is the coach is waiting for six games that will keep his job. And that's what we do know over there. All right, gentlemen, you have a blessed weekend. Good night. Thank you for everything. And God bless. Take care.
All right. Good night.
Peace.